Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
My next guest company has a whopping 2,800 stores worldwide, including 66 or so here in Ireland. They are famed for their advertising slogan, and they ironically sponsor referees in many sports. They are, of course, Specsavers, and they provide far more than just glasses to their customers. Indeed, as of this month, they carry out cataract and glaucoma operations in-house. But with the arrival of online eye testing and cheap alternatives and hearing aids from overseas, how will Specsavers manage? Carol Hickey is the chair of Specsavers Ireland and is with us now. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be in the studio with you this morning.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this purchase of medical optics, which is going to change things a bit for you guys.
It is indeed, Joe, yes. So Specsavers, as you know, are the leading provider of eye care and indeed audiology care in Ireland. So we have formed a new partnership with Medical Optics, who are eye surgeons and eye doctors. And it means effectively we can provide end-to-end eye care for all our customers. So from a simple eye test right through to cataract operations, to glaucoma management, to macular degeneration treatment. So a complete end-to-end service for all our customers.
In the private sector?
In the private sector. So it means less waiting, fewer steps and better outcomes for all our patients. So if I could give you two examples of that, actually, we've launched this 2 weeks ago. One example is where a lady presented herself for an eye test. She had cataracts, and within 2 weeks, she has now had her cataract surgery completed. So I'm an optician for over 30 years now, and I've never seen that speed of care ever available before.
And I suspect she might have waited months if she'd waited in for the HSE to.
Yeah, months, or in some regions, in excess of 12 months.
So
really, really great. And another example was a gentleman presented himself again when we just launched in the very early days, which is within 2 weeks ago, and he had a bleed at the back of his eye. So because of the new systems, the integration we have with Medical Optics, we were able to have the surgeons review his charts that day from our Specsaver store, and he began his treatment 2 days later. So again, early intervention gives better outcomes for the patients.
You are well known for your glasses. Can I ask a question? Having two sons aged 12 and 14, whether looking at screens and devices is actually bad for them?
So excessive looking at screens is and can bring on more short-sightedness, yes. And that's why there is a global pandemic, you might call it, of short-sightedness at the moment. Our lifestyles have changed, how we study has changed, our use of devices has changed. So it certainly is having an impact. So that's what we would recommend, you know, limiting device usage, you know, taking breaks from up-close focusing and, you know, getting outdoors more.
So looking and the distance is actually good for your health.
It is. So the further away you can look, the more relaxed the eye is. So we say take, you know, every 20 minutes, take a break for at least 20 seconds and look at least 20 feet away.
Is your eyesight to a certain extent predestined at birth? Now, you've mentioned you can make it worse by staring at screens, but to all other things being equal, when the moment you're born, are you kind of predestined to be myopic or have long-sightedness or something like that?
So that depends on the genetics and your parents. So it depends whether your parents are short-sighted or long-sighted. Ultimately, everybody, when they get into their late 30s, early 40s, starts to notice that their reading vision becomes a bit more of a challenge. And that's when a lot of people will enter the market for eye care and the need for glasses.
Now, your company is pretty good at upselling. And some people say a little bit too much upselling, as in you push the second pair of glasses and you push the anti-glare and the Polaroid and all that kind of stuff. How would you take that accusation?
So Specsavers, as you know, are the largest provider of eye care in Ireland. We have always lived through the motto of providing eye care clearly, simply and consistently. Our value for money ethos, I think, has stood strong for us, and that's why we've grown so much over the last 35 years.
And the upselling?
So our second pair is always free. What we will always do with all our customers is make sure we give them all the opportunities. We will tell them the products that we feel are best for them, but it's up to every patient to decide what's right for them. We have complete glasses from €20 upwards in all our stores for all our customers.
And how much does it cost typically to buy a branded pair of glasses?
So our designer...
With all the anti-glare and Polaroid and all that stuff.
So our designer range starts from €130 and that is two pairs for the price of one for our branded, and they go up from there depending
on
the
brand. And is the test included in that?
No, so the eye tests are €30 in Dublin at the moment. We're running a half price eye test at the moment, and your PRSI or medical card covers the vast majority of our customers' eye tests. So an eye test every 2 years is by and large free for about 70% of the Irish population who would have PRSI or medical card benefit.
Now, you've done this deal with Medical Optics. Do they do the laser operations also to correct myopia?
So no, they don't. They look after cataract management, medical procedures where we need medical and surgical intervention. So cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration.
Mm, okay. And is that an issue for you guys? Is that a bit of competition for you guys, given the fact that the cost of these laser operations is going down so notably that people may not need glasses?
So your eyesight will always change. So if you have laser surgery, effectively what it does is resets the caliber of your eye, but your eye will continue to change. And there's always an evolution there. So, you know, at some point in your life, you will always need glasses. Laser surgery isn't for everybody. Some people have dry eyes. Some people's cornea is too thin for that surgery. So it isn't for everybody. And
But it is getting affordable. But also frames are getting quite affordable if they're imported possibly from the Far East. Is that an issue for you guys?
No, we are, you know, our supply chains are very solid. I know with the current fuel crisis at the moment, all our supply chains are solid, and our product range is fantastic. Our value for money offering is there. And people love to come into our stores because our stores, as you know, are all locally owned and operated. So every Specsavers store in Ireland has an owner who's in there every day who wakes up thinking about that business and that store, his customers.
And that includes your good self.
Yeah. And, you know, the ranges we have expanded hugely. People love to try on the frames. They love to touch and feel them. And that's why people, you know, love coming into stores, try on the frame. We walk them through what type of lens they need.
Some people aren't as keen with the face-to-face interaction and they like the technology. Do you guys do something called augmented reality, i.e. kind of a virtual try-on?
So yeah, if you go onto our website, you can try on our frames online. That gives you an idea of what you might like. And then when you come into the store, you have an idea of maybe what's your flavour. Ultimately, we will try on, you know, loads of frames with you. We will give you our advice. All our colleagues are trained in style, fashions, what works well considering your prescription, your lens, and what design of frame works for it. Because you can put on a frame on a virtual system, but when you put it on physically, it can feel completely different. And you have to take into account the lens that's going into it. That's where we will give you the advice of what frame works.
Carol, thank you so much for coming in. That's Carol Hickey, the chair of Specsavers here in Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.